Hello, everybody, and welcome to Candid Conversations. I am your host, Kyra. How y'all doing on this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday evening with all the smoke and the stinky smells outside? I hope everybody is having a wonderful and beautiful, blessed day. I guess we got to bring out the co-host, Mr. Roshan Davis.
That's how you bring us in. I guess. We gotta bring in the co-host.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
I know. The way you left us flabbergasted on the last episode.
We have our moments. That's why they love us though.
That was definitely a moment.
That's why they love us though.
That was definitely a moment. I was looking at my facial expressions when I did the. I was like, really? Mouth wide open.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And you can't even say nothing to it.
Nope. Reality is.
Yeah, that's something that you can't. Yeah, no. You ain't no comeback for that one. None at all. All right. I guess here we come with Mr. Derek the Deacon.
Get your lives in order. If you notice, look outside. It's smoky outside. They try to tell you it's from Canada, but I'm telling you it's from the gates of hell. I'm telling you the end of the world is near. Smell the fire and brimstone in the air. Where in Canada could there be a fire so great that it comes all the way down to Jersey? Anywhere you go in Jersey, God is coming back. Find a church. Ask them to forgive him for your life. Find any God, pick one, and just ask him to forgive you. Because you do not want to inhale, lift up your eyes. Come on, somebody, touch your neighbor right now. And ask yourself, is it in you?
I can't. Yo.
He is burnt out. I better put this away then.
Right. Came outside like, Lord Jesus, what's going out here? The world on fire. I was looking for the horns. I was like, did I get left behind? I lived my life all this time. I still got left it.
You have my communion.
And of course, we have our recurring guest co-host, Miss Nakia Stecker.
Good evening, everyone. Woo-hoo! Good evening. I'm happy to be back on, as always. I enjoy you guys.
We enjoy you, and thank you for joining the conversation.
Yes, yes. My pleasure.
So this is why we got this pink sun, because of all of this fire, smoke, or whatever. Is that why the sun is looking the way it's looking?
Derek said what he said.
Read the Bible. It's all in there. It said the sun will bleed. That's what it said.
It's a what?
The word to tell you the sun will bleed in the last days.
But it's pink.
Y'all better get y'all communion.
Mine in the refrigerator.
I'm trying to find my sandwich. Somebody.
I told you it's under your collar.
You ain't find that sandwich yet?
No, I don't have a slightest idea what I did with it. I was rushing down here trying to get stuff set up.
Why are you looking at the ceiling?
I'm trying to see if it, I left it, like, put it up on a shelf or something.
Oh, Jesus. I can't do it. Well, just hello, everyone. I'll be back.
And then boom, look at it. On cue, look at this.
Uh-huh. They go to Queen right there.
She's like, I hear people.
Okay.
Oh, she always makes her presence known.
Right, but you didn't introduce him.
That's Sean's job.
Mm-mm. You the host. You introducing everybody.
And he a co-host, and he can introduce his door. Everybody know who it is?
Cody is.
Everybody know.
Hey, I'm Cody.
What she need is her
hello.
Ma'am.
Hello, Cody. Hello.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So you doing communion?
She like you like my side profile,
right? Cody was like, "You gonna have to hear from my agent."
It's the baby.
He's a baby.
He's a baby.
Wanna be wrong. All right, get out of here. You're out.
Okay. So, thank everybody for joining the conversation. Today's conversation is a breakdown of relationship communication. Which I think we all have experienced a little bit of that in our relationships.
Not me.
A little bit. I ain't gonna say a lot, but a little bit. I'm not about to do that to myself. No, we will not. So before we get started, we're gonna see two videos. One is from Keita Rowe. She is a licensed therapist. And she also has a podcast called Tonight's Conversation Podcast. So, Derek, do the first one and then do the second one. You can play them back to back. You can play them back to back.
Which one's the first one?
I think it's the first one cued. I believe.
From the top or from the bottom?
Derek's not playing with me.
I'm not playing. I'm just asking the question. All right.
I learned this in therapy. Such a great tool, whether it's with relationships with guys or friendships or career, whatever it is, where you feel like you need to say something, is when you do this, I feel this, and this is how I would like it to be better. So that is a non-combative way to communicate, because so many times people ask me, like, do you and Ty ever fight? Do you ever fight? It's like, we don't actively fight. We don't fight. Have we fought and been in fights? Yes. And I'll never forget this. Actually, last summer, a girl asked me that same question. I was like, you guys are so cute. Do you guys ever fight? I'm like, we fought. She goes, what was your biggest fight about? And I said, none of your fucking business. And she was taken aback. I know.
I'd be like, okay, bye.
I said it nicely after a couple, you know, white claws, whatever. But it is. It's no one's fucking business.
Yeah, but if I have a problem,
but if I have a problem with my husband, you know who I talk to about it? My husband.
Yes.
I don't go around to happy hours with my girlfriends. I don't text people and tell them, what, oh my God, you won't believe it. I go to my husband and I say, when you did this, it made me feel this way, and this is how it could have been handled better. And vice versa, because for all I know, he meant it a different way. How do I know unless I go directly to the source? When you do this, I feel this. And you have to handle it one-on-one amongst, like, between your marriage, or you go to a third party, like a therapist.
So anytime I work with a new couple, I always hear out of the top three concerns, one of the major concerns is communication. And people have this misconception that communication is just about how you approach a person and how your tone is and how the rhythm of your voice is, yada, yada, yada. No. The way that you have learned how to communicate has come from all of those model figures that you have had in your life. Mother, father, grandmother, teachers. You've gathered something from each one of them. So during your upbringing, you have taken on certain things. So I want to ask you all a couple of questions, because a lot of times people come into the idea that, oh, I communicate perfectly, just because their partner does not communicate like them, just because their partner's form of communication is foreign to them. So they see themselves as perfect. But I have a couple of questions that I want to ask you all if you think like that. So take a moment, sit down and think about this. Who taught you how to express yourself in a responsible manner? Who taught you how to manage your anxiety? Who taught you how to navigate stress? Who taught you connecting behaviors and strategies? Who taught you how to resolve conflict? Who taught you healthy problem-solving strategy? Who taught you tolerance? Who taught you patience? Who helped you understand what emotional bonding actually was? And it's so much more, but I want you to think about that. Did you have a healthy model figure when it came to teaching you those things? If you had a caregiver or an attachment that was irresponsible, that wasn't accessible, that wasn't responsive or attuned to your needs, that didn't know how to manage their emotions or regulate their emotions, that didn't know how to manage anxiety, that didn't know how to navigate through distress, if you had any of those people who taught you poor coping strategies, chances are you have not learned how to communicate in a healthy way. So just maybe your communication may be a reason why your relationship is in the trouble that it's in. It may not all be your partner. Understand this, that all of those things that you have gathered have become your language. So you've joined the relationship with somebody who is speaking a different language because they may have learned things completely opposite of you. And so you two are having a hard time really comprehending one another. I don't understand why you do this. Well, I don't understand why you do this. I don't understand why you become hyperactive. Well, I don't understand why you deactivate. I don't understand. A lot of times you go into that with that idea that I don't understand you. And it's very easy not to understand the person that you're with. And that's why it's so important that you learn. You learn about their history. You learn about their past. You learn about their upbringing and their communication. And either you two figure out how to navigate separately, you merge, or you create a language that works for your relationship. Don't see communication as conflict. That's not always what communication is. Communication helps you understand one another's needs. It helps you emotionally, physically, and mentally connect. Communication is a beautiful thing. It helps you understand your partner. It helps you grow. It helps with the intimacy and connection. That's what communication actually is. It's really connect. So use it as a connecting tool. Okay. Happy, healthy relationships, y'all. Bye, babies.
That was a lot.
Woohoo. Woohoo. So you know none of them was key to rules, right? I'm like, that's not key to rules.
Yeah. Well, no, she posted it and I took it, but.
What was the young lady's name? Do you know the young lady's name?
Yeah, I do.
You're not going to tell us?
Give me a second.
I ain't got to take this. I'm out of here. Y'all, you know, with my sandwich missing and you giving me attitude. Like, I don't know what you think.
I don't understand what happened with your sandwich, though. That's so weird. That's weird. Like, yeah. Maybe Cody
got that sandwich. The baby got that sandwich.
Cody stole it.
Cody would love to steal that thing, steal the sandwich.
Yeah, that was a Cuba. What is it, a Cubana?
Uh-oh, here comes Davida. Hey, Day Day.
Hey, Day Day.
The world.
That is how fun. We ain't even get a hello from Davida today. She just went right on in.
It's men's fault. Show over. Thank you. God bless you. Good night.
Hey, Ivory.
Let me tell you. I saw Ivory at on Saturday, and she did not want to talk to me. She gave me. She really treated me like I was the ugly dude in the club trying to holler at her with stink breath.
Oh wow. Say Vida, you didn't do. I mean, not Zayday Ivory. You didn't do that to poor old Zerik, did you?
Yes, she did. She did not care that I was that I am a famous podcaster on Candy Conversation. Yeah. She had nothing. She was not impressed by my stardom at all.
The Deacon is here.
That is too funny.
Hell yeah.
Davida said that I be saying that is untrue.
Okay. I wasn't the only one there because I pointed it out there.
Ivory did speak to you and she was very nice.
Oh, I forgot you're your friend. I forgot you're going to stand by your friend.
Lies activate the sisterhood.
Right.
Yeah. Her name is Kitty J. Rose.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Oh shoot, Nat. Y'all gotta get y'all lives together over there at Smoking Crab. I went there for lunch on Monday.
Hey, Mitty Nat.
Today's Tuesday, right? No, yeah. I went there yesterday thinking I was gonna get me a seafood empanada, and the gate was closed. And I went there on Friday.
They're open late. I think I've seen somebody say something about that.
Okay.
All right, host, what you got on this?
So, what did y'all get out of the videos? What do y'all think about what is the breakdown of relationship communication? What starts it?
What starts the breakdown in mm-hmm. relationship communication? Number one, I will say pride. Mm.
Pride?
Yes.
Pride.
Is another word too, but I can't think of it. But pride, when you are, I can't get it together. Y'all talk and I'll get the word together.
I mean, I'm just a guest, so I'll go last. Like,
no, you supposed to actually went first, but
I'll jump in then. Get it together, Deacon, and just bring it home.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I say first. We always heard that communication is key, right? Communication is key. I was speaking before to somebody and I told them not just communication, but comprehension is key as well. If you're communicating, but you're not listening, you're not comprehending what the other person or even respecting what they're saying, you're just going to be going in circles. Yeah. I mean, because like it's always said, some people listen with the intent to respond versus the intent to listen and learn something, to hear you. I mean, so if you're not comprehending what the other person is saying or even respecting their position or where they're coming from, you're never going to really get anything done. I mean, so I think just starting that off, yes, communication, you should communicate always. But if you're not comprehending and listening to learn what the other person is truly trying to say and respecting what their position is, you know what I mean? And another thing I'll always tell people, I like to deal with people according to their personalities, not just mine, because everybody takes things different. Everybody views things different. You know, what that person may feel is funny, that person may not think it's funny. I mean, so everybody have their different type of the way they receive things. I mean, so you and your partner may have to find, the best way to communicate with each other, because everybody don't receive information the same way. So, I mean, I would start there.
Okay.
Let the record show I found my sandwich. So I am ready.
You'll be able to function now.
I am ready. I'm ready. So I would say, jumping off of what Sean said, is ego. That's what I was looking for, your ego. So we are supposed to, we both are supposed to, as men and as the female, we're both supposed to be able to feel safety in our feelings and having a space where we both can feel safe enough to express how we feel, the opportunity to be vulnerable to each other. And once that vulnerability is no longer allowed, or we don't feel that in each other we have a safe space, communication breaks down. Because if I say something, it's going to turn into this. Or if I say something, there's going to be a backlash that I don't want to deal with. So for women, if a woman says, when I say something, then my person says, here you go with that again. Now I no longer feel safe to express myself to you. So then I stop talking. On the other end, if a man says, I feel this way, and then the female instantly gets mad and then flips it on them, and now she's mad about something when I just try to express myself, now I don't even want to have this conversation with you anymore. And the communication then breaks down.
I can agree with that. And as far as vulnerability, just to stay right there, if a person expresses something to you that may have bothered them or something that may happen in their past, and then once you get upset at one point in time and use that against them, that's going to make that person feel like they cannot really open up to you or express themselves to you. So never use what somebody else says or the way they express themselves to you. Never use that as, a weapon towards your partner, because that's going to kill that vulnerability to where they're not even going to want to come and express anything to you, in the future. So
it messes with trust, too.
Yeah,
because when you trust somebody with your personal information, it should never be used as a weapon against you because you got an attitude.
Yeah,
you upset. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, because we fighting.
But you know what? You know what? I realized that, you know, along the way of my years, that one of the hardest things to do is to take two people from different households, different upbringings, different religions, probably all these different things from two different households to bring them together as one. That's one of the hardest things to do. You have to like literally learn each other and be willing to do that. Until then, that communication and comprehension is not going to be our one accord. Because, you know, you're already coming from two different households. And, you know, if you're not willing to learn each other's, you know, triggers, learn each other's and not use it against each other, but just communicate properly. And like Roshan said, comprehension, you know, comprehension is most important, because you can talk all day until you're blue in the face. But if that person doesn't comprehend what you're saying or willing to, that's it. That conversation is dead.
Absolutely. Derek, did you really just lean into the camera and bite that sound?
Derek bragging, and I'm over here hungry.
I agree with Carla T when she says once a person shuts down, yep, nothing else is heard. And mm-hmm, and that's absolutely true. Because when you're communicating with someone, it should never, like, the other person should never make you feel a certain type of way. Listen to what I'm saying to you first. Understand what I'm saying to you. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, then just say that. But don't make another person feel less than or they're the problem. Versus I'm just trying to explain something to you, or I'm trying to tell you how I feel, or I'm trying to tell you how you make me feel in a certain type of situation. Because then if you yell at me, if you raise your voice at me, I don't got nothing else to say to you. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Conversation is now over and I'm walking away. Mm-hmm. Or I'm hanging the phone up. It's either or. Because mm-hmm, I don't got nothing else to say to you. You're not trying. It's like you're already showing that you're not even trying to understand what I'm trying to communicate to you. Grant being, before she won't even say something, I have my own little attitude.
So I think too, like, you know, before expressing yourself, sometimes you have to like calm down. Don't say something right away. Sometimes people just like go off of emotion and just talk right away versus, you know, just thinking about what they don't like and coming to the person correctly.
Yeah.
You know,
I definitely think it's okay to separate and then come back to the situation at a later time.
Not even like just before you talk about it, you know, don't even talk about it until you calm yourself down emotionally and then express yourself like, okay, I didn't like this or I didn't like that. What's up?
What's up?
What's good?
Yeah, we got some things that we need to talk about.
I didn't like that. That wasn't nice. I didn't like that.
But I think a lot of that comes also with respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta respect each other.
I have to respect you, and I have to respect how you feel before we can get to a place where we can both understand what is being said. Mm-hmm. What Kat said about shutting down. If I shut down because you're expressing to me how you feel, then I'm showing a level of disrespect to you. And so when someone says like what Carla said about once it shut down, nothing else can be heard, I don't want to hear what you're saying. I have now not showing your, I'm not showing you respect, respecting your feelings. And now communication breaks down. But then most people will say, well, let's say it was Kyra's fault because she was screaming and fussing, but it was my fault because I had already shut down, which she saw in my actions and in my nonverbal behavior that I already was shutting down, and that angered her even more. So we have to understand as the listener that we have to have a certain respect, a certain level of respect for our person so that we can hear what they're saying and respect the words that are coming out their mouth so that then we can change our behavior and become and begin to work at how to not have you feel some type of way again.
I get it. And even touching on that, because I had a conversation about that recently. And it went to the point of like, even like when some people say it ain't what you say, it's how you say it, mm-hmm. how you come at me. And I said, you know, people do certain things like that out of convenience, because even if you come at me sideways, I still can receive the message. I may not want to communicate with you no more. I may not want to have the conversation with you no more. I may not want to deal with you no more, but I heard what you said. I mean, so accountability come into play to whereas, you know, even though I don't like what you said, you know, I done checked that in. And it was like, oh, well, you know, sometimes it go fall on deaf ears. And I was like, well, that's out of convenience. I said, because if you was walking down the street, right, and you dropped a $100 bill, and I was like, hey, stupid, hey, dumbass, you dropped a $100 bill, are you gonna hear me and pick that up? Or are you just gonna keep walking? Like, hey, I don't like what you said. I don't like the way you said that. No, you're gonna, I mean, so you can receive the information. You can receive the information while at the same time rejecting a person. I mean, so never, I would say, that's just from my perspective. I mean, never just not hear, you know, the information or receive the information.
Right.
Just choose not to deal with the person or disrespect, because you can learn from an idiot. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
You're absolutely right about that. 2 points. Number one, the first point I want to make is that this sandwich is amazing. Amazing. Number two, I was going to say the exact same thing that Sean was saying about the receiving. Like people say, it's not the message, it's how you deliver the message. And I was going to use something similar to what he was saying, which was talking about the $100 bill. But I was talking about if you find $100, if you see $100 wrapped up in doo-doo, you're still going to pick up that $100.
Yeah.
The worth of that $100 does not change because it's sitting in a bunch of dookie. It's still $100. And most people will find a glove or find a clean area, a clean piece that they can pick it up and pull it out and get it someplace where they can clean it off and utilize it.
Yes.
We have to do the same thing with information, even if
we don't like how it's paying.
Right. How it's presented to us doesn't matter, because the information is still the information. And if it's
still valuable information. Yeah.
You need to do it. And if it's anything, we have to be in a place to understand that anything coming from our significant other is valuable information.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think people use that as a deflection tactic when they don't want to hear what you got to say, or they're not accountable for what they did or what's going on. I mean, they use that as a deflection tactic. Oh, I because you came at me like I ain't even. No, you heard me. You hear me.
Y'all not gonna hear me talking too much about this in this conversation.
I wonder why.
You know what? A lot of people.
I ain't gonna get too deep in it because I don't want you to stop the show.
I think one of the another issue is a lot of people don't work on themselves before getting into a relationship.
Ooh,
a lot of people, great. that self control, that self care, that self worth, all of that needs to be taken care of before even getting into a relationship, because you're carrying a lot of burdens from your past into something new. And you know, you haven't even worked on yourself.
Exactly.
You better preach that thing right there.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people do that. They bounce from, they go from one relationship to another relationship. Yep. It's like, yo.
Now you didn't even take care of your mental health yet. Like
right.
It's like the need to be right. wanted or needed or in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then also, if you notice, there's a lot of households that single parent households, you're not getting the firsthand idea of what a relationship is. You're getting ideas from other people, from TV, from, you know, nowadays it's reality TV shows about relationships and all these different things that showing you the negative versus having positive conversation. There's no Cosby show anymore that shows you what a household should look like.
Yeah.
You know, there's no representation, you know.
And people got to understand this. It's nothing wrong with being alone for a minute. It's nothing wrong with that. It's a big difference between being alone and being lonely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, a huge difference. I mean, so it's nothing wrong with being alone, finding yourself, you know, getting where you need to be, focused. Like you said, work out mental health, maybe mm-hmm. go get some counseling or talk to some good people, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. That's key.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if you're constantly surrounded by chaos, everything that's in you or within your surroundings is going to be chaos.
Right.
Exactly. And push two, you have to kind of figure out, okay, this relationship did not work. So what was it? What happened within that relationship that it didn't work? What could I have done better? Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, no matter what, nobody really likes to look at themselves and mm-hmm. say, I messed up.
Nope.
Or yeah. I did
everybody else's fault.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to take a step back and take accountability for the part that you play in a breakup, understands it, and fix it. Before you jump into another relationship, because if you don't, you just gonna continue. It's just gonna be like a continuous toxic cycle.
Yep, the cycle gonna continue.
Toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, heal. Toxic. What heal. Toxic?
And, people love that word.
Yeah, he's
heal. You know. Need to heal from bad relationships and bad friendships that nobody had nothing to do with. Heal from it so that you don't bring it into your new friend.
You have to heal from your traumas. Uh-huh. Heal from your traumas.
Yep. That's a big part right
the
there.
The trauma of the fake friends not calling you back, but then when you got a real friend who's just busy.
So we on a totally different conversation right now. Derek trying to bring some personal stuff into this conversation.
So y'all didn't communicate?
No,
there
was no communication. There's a lack of communication between me and Mr. Deacon. Listen,
the prophet,
another day and another day and another time.
The prophet said, the prophet said, what I need from you is understanding. It's simple as 1, 2, 3. Understanding is what
I told you earlier.
Finish the song. Finish the song. at least finish the verse.
The prophet said, we don't communicate. Do you hear me what I say?
Oh, God.
I think Carla.
Because, you know, negativity is, how can I say this? Like, negativity, it always overpower positivity, unfortunately, because then one person is talking loud and the other person got to talk loud because that person is talking loud. So it's like nobody can come down and be like, all right, we grown. We need to talk about it instead of yelling.
Because nobody wants to feel like they're losing.
Yeah. Yep.
But you don't get anywhere with the talking over each other.
At all.
Because once voices get raised, it's a done deal for me. That's just it. I have totally tapped out. I don't hear nothing that is mm-hmm. now coming out of your mouth. Yeah. All I know is your lips are moving. Mm-hmm. I don't hear nothing coming out your mouth.
Whatever. If you don't agree with it, you don't hear nothing that comes out of nobody's mouth. So it don't even matter. You don't even have to get to yelling. As soon as you don't agree with it, you don't hear nothing that come out their mouth.
That's not true.
I don't
true.
Even know what you're trying to play that today.
That is not true. I do that with you, and that's it.
I do that with you, and that's it.
Yes.
We're going to have to get a transcript from somewhere. I want to know the details.
Well, me and Zebra got the most toxic friendship ever.
It's like a marriage.
I'll talk about outside of Derek. You say you only do that with Derek. I need to see some transcripts of what you do with everybody else.
I got some people that were, I got some people in therapy now over Kat.
That mouth.
You be cutting people with them words.
Yes, she do. No. Don't think twice about it.
I stopped doing all of that stuff.
And she gonna say what she say on the show. It is what it is, and it do what it do.
I have no more friends.
Yep.
It sure do. But I recognize something was, you know, I was being a little toxic with my mouth. So, you know, I went to therapy. I still go to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I'm very happy for her. And Sean is my second therapist. So I'm pretty good. Wow.
This is not going to be my fault.
Everything is Sean for. But I think I'm pretty good. I think Sean can agree with me. I have gotten better in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and play with me if you want to, Sean.
But we, you know, it, like, you know, it got to be
I understand, Sean.
Sean, now I have gotten
she didn't
better.
Even, she didn't even acknowledge me as one of her therapists. Like, hey.
That's right.
I like to be the mirror. Yes. I like to be the mirror. I try to give her back what she's giving out. Like, do you like the way that feel? No, but that's how you giving people.
And I'm still giving. I'm going to give what you give to me.
See?
I think Tawana hit something on the head, and I think one of you guys that spoke on it too. You know, a disagreement versus an argument. You know, everything doesn't have to be an argument, a battle, a fight. You know, rebellion. You know, once you go into rebellion and fighting. Mm-hmm. That's when everything is lost. You can have a you can agree to disagree. A lot of people don't know how to do that. I mean, like it's something that, you know, you got to go buy and it's so expensive. I mean, you got to learn to agree to disagree, especially if it's something small, because you don't want to start to mm-hmm. cut off your nose to spite your face. You're sitting there dealing with something so small that jeopardized something so big.
Right.
I mean, so you got to learn to.
I heard that in a long time.
What's that?
Don't cut off your nose to spite your face. My mother used to say that to us.
Yeah, because people.
I used to hate that saying that out
loud. Yeah, people will allow something so small to affect something so big. I mean, to where it's like now, you know, all this work that you've done, all of these, you know, all everything that you done put into it, you done lost it because it's something so small because of the fight. The fight. This person don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be wrong. Accountability is nowhere in the picture. Mm-hmm. No, if you're wrong, just apologize and move forward. You don't want to move down.
And being able to work on yourself will help with those situations.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, as long as you're working on yourself, on becoming a better person, on becoming a better communicator and stuff like that, if a person is yelling at you, you won't even entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so in tune with yourself. Like, nah, I'm not even going to let... All right, we're going to talk when you calm down. That's it.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And yeah. I applaud you, Chris, because I know your story. So that's a good thing that you went therapy and you're doing better.
Amen.
Yay, Chris.
We gotta know what they need, and people are so in denial about what they truly need, and that's another issue. You know, people are in denial. You know what you need and get it done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you lack accountability, that's always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, and not realizing, you know, the first step in correcting any problem is first admitting there is one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, that's the first step. Yeah. I mean, so if you're gonna climb those stairs. You got to first admit, like, you know what? Maybe I was a little jacked up in this. Maybe I could have did something different. Maybe I could have spoke a little different. Maybe I could have been more empathetic. I mean, maybe I could have, you know, did more. But some people, they create an illusion of it was the other person's fault,
mm-hmm.
or it was them, it wasn't me. It's like no, we none of us are perfect.
Nobody.
You know, and we all could do the work, do some type of work.
Some
for the betterment.
But some people are so, especially us, we so against therapy that, you know, I don't need to go to therapy. Therapy, you know, I could talk, I could do this, I could, you know, like, it's not for me. And
they demonize it.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, they demonize it.
You know?
Like it's a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a sign of weakness or something, when it's actually a sign of strength.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Because now,
surprised.
Yeah. Once you get some stuff off your chest, mm-hmm. I mean, and it takes a lot of strength in order to really be honest and then give it mm-hmm. to somebody else so they can help you shape it and give it back to you. And now you created a better person to create a better situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Listen.
I have an ongoing joke on comedy when I do my stand up, talking about therapy, and understanding now why women can go through these I'm loving me moments and I'm focusing on me moments, and then they cannot deal with men and not have sex and do all the rest of the stuff. And I was there for a while. I never understood. I'm like, how you work on you? And you not out here getting no releases. Like, it makes no sense to me until I started therapy. Listen, for the fellas who don't understand, a good pure cry is like a nut. Listen, you are bussing. If when you cry and you get all of that out and you go skipping up the street, listen, it feel like you done did like 3 or 4 releases. You like, wow, I feel great. Now I understand why these women can do this for so long mm-hmm. and don't have nobody touch them, because they do a lot of crying and they just release all that tension and they're good. We got to try it, fellas. We walking around with all this pent up energy and we angry when all we need to do is cry, get a good cry in, find you a therapist, get in a good chair and do a healthy cry, like a one of them real healthy ones. Get it all out. I'm telling you, it
like will a what? Change
your life.
Like a what?
But you know what? Sometimes yeah. people are afraid to admit what hurts, because it causes them to realize who they are on the inside. And you know, this one of the scariest things that people don't want to do is look at themselves in the mirror. They could look at themselves with the makeup and the cute haircuts and the cute this and that and the third, but when you got looking at yourself deep inside, that's one of the scariest things for some people, because now I gotta face me. Now I got to face me and all my traumas, and now I got to face this, and now I got to face that, and I'm not ready to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that so mirror is a mother.
Huh?
It sure is.
I said, that mirror is a mother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why a lot of people do what they do these days. You know, I was just talking to my son about this the other day. I'm like, you know, people run from reality all the time, whether it's drugs, sex, or whatever the case is. They run from reality. That's why so many drug addicts out here nowadays, because they don't want to face the reality. So they continuously do the drugs to disappear. When they get that high off, that pain is still there. Mm-hmm. That whatever issues that they're facing are still going to be there regardless, because they didn't handle it.
Yeah.
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, some people are not as strong as they need to be to fight.
They absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And just like Carla T says, the odds are every Black adult will need therapy at some point in their life. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth. I think everybody's going to need therapy at some point in their life, because shit get real out here in the world. Excuse my French. But stuff get real. mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't know how to deal with it. So yes, you're going to mm-hmm. need something. Type of release, somebody to talk to in order to get, and you got to, those deep trauma wound care, if it come from when you was a kid, they there,
mm-hmm.
just hiding. And everything that somebody do most of the time, the way they talk to you, the way, is because you hiding something. And yep. that's why you either got to wall up, you can't be vulnerable, you got to feel like you're in control all the time, because it's some, it's, you got some type of trauma that you need to get over. You need to deal with, get over it, or something. Which
but
is why
for
the
so
video,
many, it hurts too bad.
I get it.
That's the problem. And they don't know how to, like, you know, open up to anybody. Like, it hurts so bad that they don't even want to, like, even look at that pain.
The best right. part
and
is
that's
you
the
don't
sad
go
part.
To
like,
a therapist, talk to a stranger. You ain't mm-hmm. never got to say
I that. Always tell the boys, like, I'm like, you got to talk to me. Like, whatever you going through, you can't go through stuff by yourself. You got to talk to me or talk to somebody.
Or talk to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk to him now because the world is burning. So
I absolutely agree with what Sawana said. She said, if you can't keep it real about yourself, you can't be real around anyone else.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's a lot of people are acting out here. And even if you do go to counseling, because and that's another thing about communication and comprehension. Even if you do go to counseling, be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. be honest. Put everything on the table. Because yeah. I mean, don't get in there and just tell people, you know, tell somebody just enough or what you want them to hear, you know, whether it's single yeah. counseling or couples counseling. If you don't really put on the table what the true issues is and what you really need to work on, how is somebody going to help you?
Mm-hmm. They can. Absolutely. It's just like Danielle said. And hello, Miss Pearson. How are you doing? And congratulations to the baby. I hope all is well. But she said hurt people hurt people.
Right. She right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and yes, and WWDD. Yeah. And one. Oh, Carla T says childhood traumas don't heal themselves. They carry over. Of course they do.
Yep. And it becomes right. generational, because a lot of times our childhood traumas are passed down to our children because of the way things happen in our lives. Mm-hmm. So now we're teaching our children to live a way that hurt us.
Yeah. Normalize it. Like, it's nothing wrong. Like, I see some things that people do. I mean, from the simplest things to, you know, I could see somebody in their car and they eating. Like, I saw someone with this one person. We were at, I was on Broadway. And it was sitting in a car right by the Chinese restaurant, and they had a thing of chicken, the chicken wings, and they were eating chicken, throwing the bones right out the window, right out of the window. And it, I was behind it, was irking me so bad. I wanted to go and grab each one of them bones and throw it right back in that window. But it's normal. It's normal. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I mean, it'll normalize that. You know, but then it's just like our homes. But then we complain when our homes are dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, just an analogy or metaphor, when it's dirty. No, we dirty it up. This is right. our work. This is what we've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you have to clean it up. You have to clean it up, and not just cleaning up. You have to change the behavior so it doesn't happen again. It's not a continuous cycle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's powerful.
But you know what? People know where to do things at, because they'll throw bones out the windows right here in Patterson. I bet you they won't do that in Heldon or in Elmwood Park.
Well, ain't no chicken shacks in Heldon and Elmwood Park. So
either way, they won't throw trash out the window. They'll come right across East 33rd Street and throw a whole bag out the window.
Just continue the analogy. It can be just the same as in your household, to where, you know, some things is toxic, but you have some people, when people come over, you're playing like happy family.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? You're playing like happy family. They got to put on a front for everybody when it's like.
When you know y'all just got finished having a 2-round fight, now mm-hmm. y'all want to come out here and be smiling for the cameras and posting on social media. I love my baby. Yeah. Like, get out of here.
That's why I love to live by. If you stay prepared, you never have to get prepared. It's like when you have a home and you keep your home clean, right? But as soon as somebody say, "Hey, I'm gonna stop by," I'm like 5 minutes away. I'm gonna stop by, and your house is dirty. Now you running around clean up because you don't want this person to see how you really, really live.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you got to learn to have an attitude about it.
And also one other thing that I think was, even though it was in one of the clips, I can't remember which one, but is the telling people about your relationship.
Yes. Issues,
problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not cool. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I know some people like to talk to their friends about their situations and try to get advice and stuff like that, but everybody ain't always got your best interest at heart.
Yeah, everybody ain't rooting for you. They happy.
Yep.
You got to be very careful.
Some people want your man. Some people want this and
that. Absolutely. Amen. Listen, absolutely.
So you definitely have to be very
careful. They see everything your significant other doing for you, and they sitting there and they listen to everything you're saying, and they waiting for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And there's a flip side to that coin too. Like sometimes you're in situations and you're blowing things out of situation. You're blowing things out of you know.
Portion.
But at the same time, you go and listen to their problems over there. You look at it like my shit really ain't that bad, and right. Maybe sometimes you're just cynical. Or you got attitude problems, or you're taking things for granted, you know. But at the same time, when you listen to those problems over there, you like,
not good.
I'll take my problems any day over what's going on over there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, it's the flip side of that coin, you know, is legitimate as well. You like, man, he ain't come home all night. He came home at 8 a.m.
Yep.
He don't even go to the club. He here all day. He outside mowing the grass. It's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I do got a good situation. I need to clean up my act.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's just people got to want peace. Like, I love
that's the big one.
I love my peaceful serenity. Like, I cannot deal with chaos. I cannot. I love being at peace. So it's really a self evaluation that needs to be done, a serious one.
I heard Mike Tyson say one time, some people's insanity is their sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get it.
Makes sense. Yep.
I get it. Some people are just rebellious in nature. They ready to fight at any drop of a dime, and it's like. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't say out loud. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say out loud.
It's like, go find you some business. I mean, calm it down. Like, we over here, we trying to, you know, grow and progress. And you just want, you know, them contrarians. Like, no matter what is said, it's always a battle. It's always a fight. Sky blue. No, it's not. It's a little, it's always a fight. It's like, I'll sit down somewhere.
Yep.
I mean, but I heard Mike Tyson say that one time. Some people's insanity is their sanity.
And honestly, and that's the one of the main components of a breakdown in communication, because you don't want to, especially on a man's side, and a lot of females don't understand that. So I definitely hear what Danielle's saying about love language is key. Find it and learn it, and whatever. She didn't finish she got too excited and pressed enter. But but if you understand, like, with a lot of men, they don't want the rest of their evening jacked up. So if they know that this is gonna go left, or how they feel is gonna make things go, make change the evening, they'll just keep that junk in and don't say anything. So if they know that they got a person that's a live wire, they're dating their own version of Kyra. I had to do it. I'm sorry. So I ain't gonna say it no more.
You ready to fight? Wig off.
Don't be bringing me into that.
But they know they know that their person is not their piece.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the first idea of how to be your piece. And they'll be peace already, because they're gonna give you a piece of their mind. They mm-hmm. will keep how they feel to themselves and mess around and start sharing it with their work wives or this person or that person, because that person understands, because they don't have any weight in the, they don't have any skin in the game, so they can just be there and listen. And next thing you know, now you out here, the communication is broken down, and now you out here risking it all with somebody that you don't even want to be interested in, or you don't even want to be with, because your person don't understand how to be your piece, don't know how to take in how you feel and not turn it as, not to look at it as a personal attack on them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's absolutely true. 100% agree. Now I agree with you for 5 minutes, and then it's over.
Okay. Somebody start the timer, please. Somebody start the timer.
So take it in.
That's it. Just take it all in, because you're only getting that 5 minutes, and that's it.
Oh God! The show will be over by then. Don't worry, Dick.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So she can't say nothing.
He's still gonna get the smoke later. So, all right. Danielle says no one knows how to be the perfect man, a woman for one another when it's a relationship and marriage. There is something you learn as you go. I don't care how much you live with the person. I don't care how much you think you know that person. You're going to learn new things each decade or each year or hell, each moment.
Right. I'm about to say,
the type of person you have. That is true. And that's why I think they mm-hmm. say when you're dating and you're getting into your relationship, that you need to learn who you're dating, like mm-hmm. learn their background, learn how they was brought up and things like that. So you really don't have that problem, because then you're going to start to learn how to deal with that person and kind of understand some of the things that you shouldn't do because it may trigger them, especially mm-hmm. if they have traumas in their life.
Yeah, learn their triggers.
And those people, whoever they are, they need to, like we said, get some help, because now you gotta kind of limit yourself, because now you can't speak how you want to speak, even if it's, you know, if it's something where you got to put some things on the table, but they got certain triggers, but maybe their triggers ain't even something, you know, something big. They need to seek that help, get the help they need, so they can, you know, they can heal. Like,
I mean, for me personally, I just think that when you can heal from a trauma, but you can still be triggered because of the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's just say, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you used to get beat up in your relationship. You go to therapy, you get the help that you need. The therapist, or most therapists, are going to kind of give you advice and show you different techniques to get through certain situations, so you're not mm-hmm. so triggered and you're not going to boil up into a knot or whatever. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to be triggered. It just means that you have the tools now to help with your triggers.
Yeah. So you have to continue to work.
Yeah.
Because you have to continue to work.
Like I said,
it's daily. Like, you know, working on yourself is a daily task. You know, within these past few years, I've had so many things happen that impact me in such a way that many don't even understand. And I had to learn how to continuously work on myself every single day. Pray for patience. Pray for peace in my spirit. Like, it's so many things that's necessary on a daily basis. You can't just, everything is all good today and not continue to work on yourself tomorrow. Yeah. You know, it's a daily task that we have to do is self-work. Yep. Yeah. And then a lot of people, like, you know, like I want my person to be my partner, not my rival. So I'm not going to attack them. Like, I don't want to, I want to talk. I want to have a conversation. I want you to communicate. I want you to comprehend. I want all that good stuff. You know, so I'm not going to attack you. I'm going to act as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. With empathy, respect.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that honor and loyalty. You know what I mean? Because that person may go to, because a lot of guys, they be in a wing waiting. Now you done went to work and you expressing yourself, and now you're creating a trauma bond somewhere else, and now that person know how to manipulate the situation. It's like, it's tough. But just to go off of what you said, you know, in time, you know, in the work, that trauma and those triggers will decrease.
Absolutely.
You know, in time, you know, with that 18-year-old, you know, that just lost, you know, this, you know, piece of junk little boy that was just, you know, wanting to manipulate or whatever. And now she's heartbroken. You know, later on in life, she may look back at that and laugh like, I shouldn't even been dealing with his little peanut hair. So, you know what I mean? So some things is big once you encounter it because it's unfamiliar.
Absolutely. But you know that's where intimacy and vulnerability comes in, when you're able to tell somebody that and just say, listen, I'm working on this. Mm-hmm. But I still do have some triggers. So, you know, work with me and not against me.
Yeah.
So and you gotta be honest about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm about to say. And you could be, and you have to be honest, and you have to be open about it, because that the other person they can't be held captive of your triggers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean? They can't be incarcerated by your triggers and your, you know, your past, whatever. And like sis said, you know, maybe not get into a relationship until, you know, you're ready. And I know sometimes we truly don't know when we're ready. I just see somebody put a paragraph up there, huh?
Danielle said it was Tyler Perry who said it's a hard job for a man, especially to deal with the person, excuse me, women, who's been traumatized, or should we stay triggered? If you are not ready for that commitment, if you are not willing to tell that person how much you love them each and every day and validate their filters and emotions to validate their feelings and emotions each chance you get, don't pick up the job. But I found to know that everyone is love, a matter of who you are. It's just about four of them, right? That's right. Love you. The last part I didn't understand. But
you're gonna have to read that again.
Yeah, it's confusing. And then you have Chris, that says she's been married 41 years and my life is hard due to my husband having dementia and other issues, but I keep on going as best as I can. And Chris, like I always tell you, you're doing a great job, girl.
That's beautiful.
That's
duty. Yeah. Marriage is duty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Chris, you rocking it out.
And a lot of people don't even understand that in marriage. They don't understand that. They don't understand the trueness behind for better or for worse. And the fact that for worse could be at any time or any point. Or could be anything.
Absolutely.
One of the things I remember from my bishop when I was first getting married, and the first question she asked, she said, I'm gonna ask you this at the beginning of the counseling, I'm gonna ask you this at the end of the counseling. If your answer is still the same, then I will go forward with the marriage. If the answer doesn't change, I'm sorry, I can't marry you. And the question was, if your significant other, if something happened to your significant other and they would not be able to wipe their own butt, would you be able to wipe their butt for them? And something so simple carries so much weight. And as we went through the classes, that question made so much more sense, because we don't look at that part of life. We don't look at the part of life where we no longer are able or think that we can deal with the little things, and we can't get those things reciprocated back. If your wife is sick and can no longer be what she needs to be in the bedroom, can you still be faithful to her and take care of her and love her like you would if she was able to show you her appreciation sexually? If your husband couldn't work and couldn't provide for you, would you still love him and honor him and protect him and respect him, even though he can no longer do the financial things for you? we don't look at these things and anymore at all. Pretty much we take these things for granted and we don't really move accordingly.
And our greatest is a lot of selfish people out here.
Mm-hmm.
If I ain't living my best life, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. And everything has to be perfect.
And that's exactly what, you know, marriage is.
Mm-hmm. Like Darlene is crazy.
People don't get that part. I was watching, and even though it was a show, it was like it's a kind of realistic type of show. And not reality TV, but it was a drama. And it was called Broken Seeds. And this man and this woman were married, and he ended up finding out years down the line that he had ALS. And so, it stops your function. You can't walk. You got to be fed. Eventually, you die from it. And the wife was cheating on him when she found out. And the guy said, well, if it's that bad, why do you stay with him? And she was like, because I don't think anybody deserves to die alone. But she was treating him like crap. So it would have just been better if she mm-hmm. would have put him like in a nursing home or something like that, because even though he wanted to stay at the house and he wanted to spend the time with his children before he passed, she was doing him dirty the whole time. And that wasn't, and the only reason why she married him was because the dude that she was dating prior to him was a dog. He cheated on her. He did, you know, he was never faithful to her. And she didn't want that. She wanted a man that was going to give her the world, which he did, until he got sick. And then everything else went straight out the window.
Mm.
And she didn't get in it for love. That's why.
Yeah, and so it got to the point where he ended up, you know, because they give you fentanyl for the pain, because it's excruciating pain. What he did was he had his son put the fentanyl in a cup of juice and drank it so he could kill himself, because he couldn't take how the wife was treating him, and she was doing it in his face. So it was a good show. But in that aspect, people get married and they don't really understand what marriage is, because there could be a possibility that at any given time, your spouse, your significant other, whatever you want to call them, can fall ill. Not by choice. And people have to, that's not a choice that they made. That's just something that happens in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And you're either going to stick it out or you're going to leave.
All
and you're going to treat that person with respect and still use communication with that person until their last days.
That's you know, a lot of people, they get into relationships and marriages for the wrong things. The look at me type of people. Look at me. I got this cute boyfriend. I get this cute husband. He got a good job. He got benefits. He going to take care of me.
Benefits.
He going to take care of me. All of this and all of that. You know, he just bought me some red bottoms. You know, like if people get into these relationships and marriages for the wrong things.
Yes,
they do. They don't
for financial reasons, you know, and
for the wedding.
just to look like the perfect couple, you know, and it shows. It shows over the time. Over time, it shows.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm. Miss Darlene
says you have to clearly define. You have to clearly understand and define your challenges. Most of the time, people are ambiguous about their own challenges, therefore cannot articulate them effectively. We wish you was here too, Miss Danielle.
Mm-mm. But I just saw Miss Darlene said, she said she'll clean her husband's ass only if it doesn't stink. That's the comment I saw.
Don't feed him beans.
Liz, a girl.
Stay away from the beans.
Like it's a lot. It's a lot that goes with communication in a relationship. And I just think that if two people can learn to listen to each other in a calm voice, you'll be all right.
Y'all about to make me watch a Tyler Perry movie.
But you know what? You know, it takes
I thought he was going to say Kevin Samuels.
It almost came out.
But you know what?
Those
two people have to come into a relationship healed.
Absolutely.
It has to be that way, because if they're not, you know, healed, there's going to be chaos. Or even if they're willing to heal, you know, on a daily basis.
You got to take, the people just have to take the steps in order to communicate efficiently and effectively. Yep. Carla T says she'll clean her husband's ass even if it stinks. That smell is temporary. All right, girl.
You're a good woman, Carla. But I know some women that won't stay around to smell your pat, to smell your fart, let alone clean your butt.
And man, lose his job, I'm out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there are people that's like that, and it's a sad situation. But I think it's a lot of people that are living or being in a relationship that they're not really too happy in because they don't know how to communicate. The way that they should be communicating.
I agree.
And that's why marriages aren't working and people all over the place, because we don't communicate correctly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, peoples. Danielle said, God knows it's hard to express on here, but I do respect my husband and my actions.
Well, all right.
All right now.
This was about the most positive, non-toxic conversation we had on Candid Conversations in a long time. Nobody mad at each other.
Nobody ain't mad.
Just like a kumbaya.
And I absolutely agree with Ms. Sterling when she said people don't have the patience to make a marriage last.
You right about that.
Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't. Because they be on the first thing going.
Yep, literally.
Absolutely, Carla T. She says, what if something happens and he gets sick? For better or worse, sickness and health, that might come with some ass cleaning. Mm-hmm. It might. It might come with ass cleaning. It might come with you got to feed him. You might have to be sticking medicine in the tube. Like, you just don't know. You have no idea what the end result is. The older we get, the body don't work. That shit starts shutting down on you.
Right.
But we thank everybody for joining Candid Conversations tonight. It was a great conversation. We thank everybody that participated in the conversation and everybody that was watching, because I saw them eyeballs. I saw them eyeballs. But next time y'all could join into the eyeballs that's just looking and listening. Y'all could join in next time too. We appreciate everybody's opinion and we respect it. But like I always say, if you like us and you love us, go to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter pages, like, follow, share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's make it right. So thank you to Nakia. Thank you to Nakia for joining us tonight. We appreciate
Thanks for having me.
So next show, we hope that you pay your PSE&G bill and turn your lights on, so your lights will be on, and you don't have to do the show by flashlight.
He is terrible.
I think we need to jump him.
I don't know. We're going to have to do something.
I love Nakia.
You ain't got a choice.
And I just have one other thing to say. So Chris, I think she was somebody that viewed. She said she tuned in and did her little typing. But I just want to tell you, since you are viewing, that I think you're awesome for everything that you do for him. Like I said, I know your story with your husband. So I wish you nothing but the best. And I hope Lou gets better and that you continue to go to therapy and do what you need to do for your own mental health. Because I know it is very, very hard to deal with a person that has dementia. So kudos to you, Chris. And you know, I love you, girl.
we salute you, queen.
Absolutely. And she's all the way from good old Texas.
Nice.
Don't tell my heart.
Y'all gonna jump the joking Deacon Carlos. Yes. Next time you see the Deacon, he gonna have a black eye or two. That's another
welcome back to Danielle and Derek. We missed y'all presence. So glad that everything is working out. Y'all are continued in our prayers. We can't wait to officially meet the bundle of joy and send you text messages saying that when you come on the show, you got to make sure the baby's quiet.
Congratulations.
Yes, definitely. We miss you, Danielle. And Danielle said it. That's another thing, mental health. You cannot lose yourself in any relationship, and that will cause many arguments as well. She said, all right, good night. Y'all love y'all, and shut up, Derek.
I can't wait. I'm glad that my own contract going to be up in about 4 more episodes, so I can shop my contract around where I can be respected.
You're about to get drunk by 3 people.
She's been gone for 2.5 years and coming back telling people to shut up. I tell you, boy.
You leave Danielle alone. And Sean, you got any last words?
Shut up, Derek.
dot, period.
Only thing, once again, communication. People like to say communication is key, but don't forget about comprehension. Just talking and not, you know, understanding each other, respecting each other, really listening, then you're just going to be going in a circle. And let's get back to family.
Before I forget, while we up here, the next episode on Candid Conversations next Tuesday, we're doing a Father's Day celebration type of thing on the podcast. We're going to celebrate the daddies. So if anybody wants to come on to participate, to talk, to give us advice, to let us know how impactful either your children's father is or your father was, just hit me up in my inbox and we'll work out the details. That's all I got for y'all. Nakia, do you have any last words?
Absolutely, darling. So let's keep the main thing the main thing. I just wanted to say that. I always wanted to say that. So for me, it's before getting into a relationship, start your healing process, because you have to become whole in order to be 100% to deal with a relationship. So try your best to not rush into anything. Get to know the person. Get to know each other. Heal while growing together. That's it.
All righty. And Mr. Derek Vodzikin.
Okay. So first I would like to say, Darlene, I hear you. I totally forgot. I'm gonna give you a call. I'll be forgetting. So I got a lot of kids. Here we go with the toxicity again.
Your 5 minutes is up.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, you're right. It is. I thought the show would have been over by now. Shoot, darn it. I, for the first time in a long time, agree with everything that came out of Nakia's mouth.
Watch your back, Derek. Watch your back.
Healing starts from within. Healing does not start with the apology that you hope that you will get from that person. Healing starts from within. You have to want to heal for healing to begin.
Yep.
That apology will never mean anything if you're not ready to do the work.
Yeah.
So that's about. My name is Derek Watson, and I approve that message.
All right, everybody. Thank y'all once again. God bless. Good night.
Good night. All
the blessings.
Why he always leave before the show finishes? Like this gotta stop. This is so unnatural. they don't let the credits roll, nothing. They don't just, don't even let us say we're off. They just cut off.
Let the credits roll.
I can't. We gotta have a meeting. We gotta do better as a unit. This is ridiculous.
Thank you for coming. You know, we still live.